101.3 WIBD, AM 1470, 55 degrees, and a little light rain in West Bend. Community conversation this morning, and introduce first Michelle.
Good morning.
From the Volunteer Center of Washington County, and I will let you introduce our guest.
Yes, I have with me today Deirdre from Life of Hope, and we're excited to talk to her about all the amazing things they have going on.
Excellent. Thanks for having me.
So do you want to start with some updates? How's the hub?
It's amazing. So we are getting down to the little really important details to get our coffee shop open this fall. Like we're picking out the espresso bar, which I found out is a really big deal to pick out just the right espresso bar.
Really?
Yes. Okay. So it's those little details that are getting us ready to build out our space at 303 Water Street. So we're super excited about that, and we should be starting that build-out really soon. We're also excited to bring a new kind of coffee shop experience to West Bend, so that's getting us all going. Part of that gearing up process is staffing the coffee shop with outstanding volunteer baristas. So if you love coffee, you love people, then you might need to join our squad of volunteer baristas, and you can do that by going online. At our website, we have just a click on the front page of our website, and it shows you the process of getting signed up to be a part of that volunteer barista staff.
And you will train your barista, your professional baristas will train them.
Yes. So we just hired two new employees at the Volunteer Center, our coffee shop manager and Debbie Schumacher, and they are the ones that will be training the volunteer barista staff. And Roberta comes to us from Fiddleheads in Cedarburg, so she has a great wealth of knowledge about coffee shops, and her passion for volunteerism just blends perfectly. So I know from that very first cup of coffee, you're going to see her. She just has a great personality, and you're going to see the light and love in her personality. And Debbie is coming to us as our special events coordinator. Debbie has a background in nonprofits, and she is just going to be a fabulous asset to the Volunteer Center. She'll be working side by side with Berta in planning the hub, in planning Do Good bus rides, and in working with the volunteer baristas.
All right. All right. And let's see. Camp Superhero is over.
Yes. We had our wrap-up last week. It was a really great event. We had invited all the kids who had worked with this summer. So over 52 kids were part of Camp Superhero this summer. That was a record number for us. We served 9 different nonprofits during our 7 weeks together. And it was over 800 hours that we gave to the community.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Awesome.
It was wonderful.
Awesome.
So the Do Good bus was parked for a couple of days, but there's a ride coming up.
Well, the Do Good bus was part of
Camp Superhero.
Yeah, yes,
right.
But you're right. There is a new ride coming up in September, the 30th of September. You know, we always give a hint, and our hint for this ride is practice makes perfect, and we could use your help. And it is, I don't think we're in Kansas anymore, so I can't give you more, but I can tell you that it's a drill, only a drill. So okay. Come join us. It's a very unique opportunity to volunteer. And that starts at 9 a.m. It will run until noon on the 30th of September.
And what's the age on this one?
It's
kind of unique, I think.
Yes. We're actually very excited about the age as well, because it is friendly for 14 plus without a parent. And we will. It's okay for 10 plus with a parent. So it's a great opportunity for a family to come join us.
All right. Sounds exciting. And then I guess we'll move on over to talking about Life of Hope.
Yes. Good morning.
Good morning. Thanks for coming in.
Thank you.
So we'll start with what it is that Life of Hope does, and there's something that involves butterflies?
Yes, there is.
Okay.
So I'm the founder and executive director for Life of Hope. We serve all of Washington County and the surrounding counties, and we've actually had a positive impact literally almost coast to coast in the mission of reducing the number of suicide attempts, thereby having a natural reduction in the lives lost to suicide. And we do that through three different pillars. of influence here. We start with awareness, just allowing people to understand the risk factors and the behaviors and what intervention options are available and the resources here in our community. We then have our education pillar, which includes training opportunities, educational forums, things of that nature. And then finally, we have our support pillar, which is really about working directly with those who are most closely impacted by the topic of suicide in one or more ways.
So that could be someone who's attempted, or that could be someone who's a friend or family member?
Both. So even to an individual who perhaps has had the thought of suicide but has not necessarily created a plan or attempted to end their life, that is really where we hope to have the greatest impact, because without that attempt, the individual has a greater opportunity to more quickly return back to a state of mental wellness, hope, and healing.
And how do people get in contact with you?
There's a few different ways. So we're located in downtown West Bend in the Hussar Building, the lower level. That is 139 North Main Street, Suite 104. You can also reach us by phone at 262-429-1556. And both of those bits of information are available online through our website. And the organization is called Life of Hope, but the URL address wasn't available in that simple format, so we are lifeofhopeproject.org when you look for us online. Oh, and of course we're on Facebook. So we try to make sure that we're out there, Facebook, Instagram, you know, the social medias. And then we've got a newsletter that you can also register for, sign up for, and then you receive two editions of that, issues of that newsletter each month to stay connected with our mission and really great information.
Okay, and so Michelle is wearing a bright green butterfly necklace this morning.
I am, and I wore that just for Deidre.
I love it. It's beautiful. It was the first thing that I noticed coming in this morning. It made my heart smile.
So what's the significance?
Well, I think Deidre's going to share with us an upcoming event that they are planning.
So we have a number of really fun, engaging fundraisers throughout the year. The one that we have coming up next is very family friendly, and it is called the Butterfly 5K Run Walk, and that'll be on Sunday, September 10th, which is National Suicide Prevention Day, part of National Suicide Prevention Week, and then the entire month of September, we really celebrate the lives of those who strive to move forward in a life that has been affected by the topic of suicide. Well, remembering those who fought really, really hard to stay on this side of the psychological pain that exists within suicide ideation. And so it's one of the most fun events. We have so many activities that take place. We're expecting about 200 or more in attendance this year. It just keeps growing. And we're just super excited. We're going to have some of our clients, our volunteers, our staff actually share personal stories of what Life of Hope means to them that morning as well.
And where is this held?
Regner Park, right here in West Bend. And if you go onto our website, all of the information is there at lifeofhopeproject.org, including your opportunity to register.
Gotcha.
Yeah, and Deidre, do you need more volunteers for that event?
I'm so glad you asked. Actually, we do need a few more volunteers. And I can tell you from experience past that those who volunteer with Life of Hope share such amazing stories of how those experiences have transformed their own lives, whether they've been touched by the topic of suicide or not. It's an excellent way to be able to feel connected to your community, and that's really the key to the prevention of suicide, is that connection with one another. So, yes, please reach out to us by phone, by email, by messenger pigeon, if you want, to let us know that you are excited to come and be a part of that event and help make sure that it's not only a success, but that you take something really positive away from it as well.
And, of course, you can contact the Volunteer Center and go through them to get connected as well.
And absolutely. We do have a post there.
Yes. And I can tell you, too, I was on a do-good bus ride, believe it or not. With Life of Hope. And that event that we had with you was so uplifting and positive and bright and fun and full of life. So I I loved that day, and it was a very special Do Good Bus ride for me. And I just wanted to share that because, you know.
Thank you. I think a lot of people were surprised. I think people are kind of hesitant. Oh, my gosh, the topic of suicide. What could I possibly do to volunteer and have it not be sad and bring me down? And
right.
Our environment in the office, the spirit that we carry throughout the community into our events and just, you know, day to day, I think, speak to the celebration of life.
Yes.
And that's really where our focus is, and that's where we want to have it remain within the minds and the hearts of those in our community.
And that's why I brought it up, because going even to your office, it's bright and colorful and fun.
And don't be surprised if you show up and we've got music playing and people dancing in literally the aisles. And
yes.
Yeah, we just kind of...
So, and I'm guessing that not only do you need volunteers for the upcoming event, but you probably have a use for volunteers year-round.
We do. So operating our office is really, it's a joy-filled labor of love that requires people to give of their hearts, of their minds, of their resources. And so somebody there to greet when someone walks in the door, somebody to help us package our life rocks, which is an upcoming fundraiser effort that we're putting forth and has a lot of meaning behind that. There's just little things that can be done day to day, and then there are those more solid roles that allow us to be connected to the community and in an ongoing force for life. And so there's so many ways to volunteer. It's countless. It really is just dependent upon the imagination of those who come to us with that desire.
Well, thank you so much for coming in this morning to share your mission with us.
Thank you so much for having me.
Appreciate that. Have some upcoming needs, do we, Michelle?
Yes, we have a few needs of the week I'd like to highlight. One of them is adopt a senior. So if you're part of a school group, a church group, business, or just a family, and you would like to adopt a senior, Interfaith Caregivers is looking for you or a group to help a senior in your neighborhood with lawn mowing, leaf raking, snow removal. We'll talk about that, I guess.
Do we have to?
Yeah, right, I know.
Breaking my heart.
I know. If you prefer indoor chores, those are also available. And this is a very flexible scheduling process through Interfaith Caregivers. Citizenship Tutors through Casa Guadalupe is also something that we're highlighting this week. So they're looking for people to help tutor people through the process of becoming a U.S. citizen, and that they have training that is available, again, through Casa Guadalupe. And our last is Wheels on Main, which is an event that the Downtown Association does every year. That's going to be September 3rd. They are looking for volunteers for setup, registration, concessions, cleanup, and more. Lunch is provided for those volunteers.
Makes it nice if you're a volunteer and you get lunch.
It is a nice thing.
You know,
hey, we'll feed you. Come on out to the 5K. We've got lots of food planned.
An added perk to being
funny.
A volunteer.
You give people some food and they're happy.
Yeah, exactly.
Whether you register to participate or you come as a volunteer, Life of Hope is going to take care of you.
There you go. All right, great. Well, thank you both for coming in for a community conversation this morning. Again, Michelle, let's give them the new address and hours.
Right. So the new address is 303 Water Street in West Bend. We are sharing the roof with the Gallery of Wisconsin Art right on the roundabout, just before you get down to downtown proper on that roundabout. Our phone number is 262-338-8256. And right now our hours are Tuesday through Friday, 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. We have somebody in the upstairs waiting to say hi to you.
All right. Sounds great. Again, thank you both for coming in this morning.
Thank you.
Thank you.
And send you out into the sprinkle, I guess, huh?
Yes.
All right. Carl's Outdoor Report is next. 101.3 WIBD, AM 1470.
Discover buried treasure. Discover fun at Cave of the Mounds.